Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Helele, yo! Welcome to your Afrocentric magazine show on Radio Talking African Weekly, live on Radio Africana. I'm your anchor, Chris Okunwa, and as usual, I'm not going to be alone on the show this week. I've got Emmanuel Etim, fondly called Emmy Et, with me live in the studio. Emmy Et, glad to have you around. Last week, you were absent on the show, of course, for reasons that I'm aware of. Of course, yeah. I'm happy you're back here and healthy.
I missed the broadcast, but of course, I didn't miss it because I listened all through the entirety. And it's always a pleasure to be on the broadcast, Chris. Good afternoon to you, yeah, and to everyone listening.
Happy to have you. Not the same without you, I'll be honest. So yeah, I'm glad you're here. A lot to ponder on the show today. The current affairs, a lot of happenings in Africa and a lot happening around the world, and we are looking at it from the perspective of Africa. You know, this show is about setting the narrative, with an African perspective to issues in politics, economy, culture, entertainment, and sport as well. Yeah. So, but just remember that wherever you are, you can listen to this show. All you need to do is to download our app. The app is available on Play Store, Amazon, Apple, and you get to listen to us from any part of the world. You can also simply do that by visiting our website at www.radioafricana.com. It's that easy. You have us at your fingertip. Without further ado, let's move on the program today, and we're starting off with this sad one from Burkina Faso. Burkina Faso has been in the news for some years now. I like to think for the right reason, but for mixed reason, because some people are not really impressed with the junta taking over the leadership of the country, while some are very impressed with it, saying it is time for Africa to take charge of their destiny, to take full charge of their affairs, and do away with European and external influences. All right, but this from Burkina Faso, I'm sure it's not really too good, not good in any way. Anyway, an Al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed it killed 200 soldiers in attack on Burkina Faso army base this week. That's according to an NGO that tracks army groups' online activity. The base in the northern town of Djibo came under attack on Sunday morning, and a police station and market were also targeted. Security sources told the news agency's Reuters, although there was no official tour, three Djibo residents told Reuters that dozens of soldiers and civilians were killed. Al Jazeera was not able to independently verify the death toll. A Burkina Faso military source told Al Jazeera that the armed group was exaggerating the number of casualties. Okay. The United States-based site intelligence group, which track online activity of armed groups, said the Jamaat Nusrat-ul Islam wa Muslimin, JNIM, made the claim in a formal statement. All right. Disputed figure or exaggerated figure in terms of the death toll, but then that's not a welcome news. It doesn't really matter. Even if it's one life that is lost, is still a sad news. But unverified report or claim said 200 soldiers. That's not talking about civilian. All right. Hopefully, the president of Burkina Faso, Traoré, will rally his troop to take charge and, of course, meet these terrorist group with the stiffest of forces that they deserve. All right, let's move away from Burkina Faso and let's talk about this one. It borders on immigration. Now, when you talk or mention immigration, so many, not just Nigerians or Africans in the UK, Asians, you name it, people that are foreign national in the UK without settled status, definitely wouldn't feel agitated. No thanks to the news that broke during the week, beg your pardon, that's talking about reform changes that's going to be made to the immigration rule here in the UK. But it's not just the UK alone. So many countries are grappling with immigration issue or crisis, and they're looking for a way to respond to it in the way that they deem. This one is welcome back from the short break, or short pause rather. Moving on the show, African Weekly Live on Radio Africana. We're talking about the issue of xenophobic leveled against a country called Mauritania in Africa by another African country, Senegal and Mali. Now, the government of Senegal and Mali are angry how their nationals are being treated in the Northwest African nation. Their situation seemed desperate. Their demeanor portrayed in several videos published by news outlets was sour. On a recent weekday in March, men, women, and even children, all with their belongings heaped on their heads or strapped to their bodies, disembarked from the ferry they say they were forcibly hauled onto from the vast northwest African nation of Mauritania to the Senegalese town of Rosso on the banks of the Senegal River. Their offense? Being migrants from the region, they told reporters, regardless of whether they had legal residency papers. Now, that's within Africa now. You know, I'd like to have your take on this one, MH, because the immigration issue at the minute is a boiling one. It's a raging one, particularly here in the UK. And now just within Africa, we are having countries, you know, almost going at loggerhead about the way their nationals are being treated. Now, both Senegal and Mali are accusing Mauritania of, you know, xenophobia. homophobic gesture or whatever, just because the way they are treating their nationals within Africa. That's why I'm surprised by this. Now, African, I mean, they are all in West Africa, and we know just within Africa, and then it doesn't matter if you have a legal residency. I don't know, discrimination, and of course, go away.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. It's disturbing. If it happens outside of the African continent, it's understandable, because that's the literal definition of immigration. You leave a place and you call another home. But when Africans are behaving in the manner in which you just described, it's a bit unsettling. And it's good for the government to come out and just, you know, make such statements that they do not feel comfortable with how their citizens are being treated.
Yeah.
But again, there are certain laws that depend on the citizens. Are they breaking
the
law?
Rules or the law, yeah.
Do they have, you know, certain...
The legal right to stay in the country.
It's quite a lot, yeah. So to put out of this report. But if they do have all of the requirements that makes their status legal and they still get treated as if they do not belong to that region or that country, then it becomes a problem.
All right, I'd like to bring more to our hearing on this particular issue. Those pushback told reporters about being randomly approached for questioning before being arrested, detained for days in tight prison cells with insufficient food and water, and tortured. Many people remain in prison in Mauritania, they said. The largely desert country, which has signed expensive, now here it is, the largely desert country, which has signed expensive deals with the European Union to keep migrants from taking the risky boat journey across the Atlantic Ocean to Western shores, has called the pushbacks necessary to crack down on human smuggling networks. Now that's the Mauritania government now coming out to clarify the issue and defend themselves as well. However, its statement have done little to calm rear anger from its neighbors, Mali and Senegal, whose citizens make up huge number of those sent back. Wow, I believe each and every country across the world have every right to bring some measure to checkmate immigration and ensure that it's done within the confines of the law. But then we should just try as much as possible to put human face to all these measures and policy when it borders on immigration. Okay, now let's move away from that of Senegal, Mauritania, and Mali, and let's talk about this one. It's the African Weekly live on Radio Africana, and this one, a lot of news from West Africa today. In the past couple of weeks, it's been a lot of news coming from East and Central Africa, but we have so many news, not too pleasant, I must say, from West Africa. Now, Chad, former Prime Minister and opposition leader Suses Mastra, has been arrested over alleged links to a clash which took place on Wednesday in the southwest of the country. A public prosecutor has said he is suspected of spreading hateful messages on social media linked to the violence in which at least 42 people died. Umar Mohamed Kadilaye said Mazra Transformers party said he had been kidnapped by military officers in the early hours of the morning and denounced his detention, which it says was carried out outside of any non-judicial procedure. Mazra is a fierce critic of President Mahamat Deby and claimed to have defeated him in the elections last year. Mazra said his victory had been stolen from the people, though the official results said Deby had won with 61% of the vote. Wednesday clash broke out in the village of Mandakao in Langone, Occidental province near the Cameroonian border. That's another unpleasant one. Their opposition leader in detention in charge. I don't know, maybe fear charges or Trump up charges now. And in Gabon, now finally moving out of West Africa, going to Central Africa, Gabon's former president Ali Bongo, who was deposed in a 2023 coup, has left the country and is now in Angola, the authorities there have announced. The Angola president added in a statement posted on social media that Bongo's family had been released from detention and were with him in Luanda. The Bongo family lawyer, Francois Zimeri, welcomed the release of his client and denounced their arbitrary and cruel imprisonment. Bongo's wife and son, Sylvia Nureddin, face corruption charges and have been detained since 2023. They have not yet publicly commented on the charges. However, Mr. Zimri described his client as being subject to torture while being held in what was described as underground cell. That's a hard one, and that's a former president we're talking here, held in underground cell. Finally, he's been released. He's out of Gabon, off to Luanda probably. You see asylum, or he's in exile now. Okay, away from Gabon, and before we take a pause and have some music, let's talk about this one from Ethiopia. Ethiopia's main opposition party has condemned a ban on its activities, saying it posed a serious threat to the 2022 peace deal that ended 2 years of conflict in the northern Tigray region. The Tigray People's Liberation Front has called for the African Union to mediate with the federal government after the electoral agency revoked its legal status as a party. The party, which governs Tigray and dominated the entire country for many years, was on Wednesday banned for failing to hold a general assembly. The decision follows months of political tensions in Tigray and comes ahead of nationwide elections that are due to take place by next year, June, at the latest. Okay. All right, a lot of a political motivated move now from authorities in Africa, if you ask me. And this one, it's about Africanian who left South Africa for a refugee status in U.S., saying that he's not in the U.S. for picnic or for excursion, but for safety of his life and family. Last week, 46-year-old Char Clayhouse was living on his family farm in Mpumalanga province, South Africa, with its scenic beauty, wildlife, and deep canyons. It's known as the place where the sun rises. His new home for now is a budget hotel near an American highway. He and dozens of other white South Africans were moved to the U.S. under President Donald Trump's controversial policy to protect them from the discrimination he alleges they are facing, an accusation that South Africa rejects. Mr. Clayhouse defended the U.S. president, telling the BBC he left his homeland after receiving death threats in WhatsApp messages. A lot of, should I use the word heightened diplomatic tension now between the U.S. and South Africa over these issues of alleged discrimination against white South Africans? And Donald Trump has offered some of them refugee status, and we have dozens of them already in the U.S. One of them is this man, Clayhouse, interviewed by the BBC, saying he fled from South Africa just to be safe and all that. Okay, we're going to take a pause. That's much already talking the current affairs segment of this show, African Weekly, live on Radio Africa. Now, when we come back, we'll be showcasing yet another tribe and culture in Africa. This time around, it is the first time we'll be moving to North Africa. We'll be talking about a particular group. We'll be showcasing their culture, and probably you might consider visiting these people's land to learn more and to enjoy what nature has endowed them with. We'll be back. We'll take a pause right now. And this song is from late legendary singer Bob Marley. He called this one Africa Unite.
Africa Unite, 'cause we're moving right out of Babylon. And we're going to our father's land. Yeah. How good and how pleasant it would be before God and man. Yeah. To see the unification of all Africans. Yeah. As it's been said already, let it be done. Children of the Rastaman, we are the children of we're grooving to how our fathers sang. Yeah. How good and how pleasant it would be before God and man to see the unification of all Rasta man. Yeah. As it's been said already, let it be done. Children of the Rasta man. We are the children of the Higher Man. So, Africa, unite. Africa, unite, yeah.
Right, welcome back, Africa Unite from Bob Marley. Welcome back to African Weekly Live on Radio Africana. Moving on the show, and we bringing on the culture and tourism segment, because we're trying to encourage you to explore Africa as an individual. You don't have to be a group, or you can do that in group anyway, but in your own capacity, travel down to motherland and enjoy the beauty the continent has got. All right. Today we'll be showcasing a particular tribe or culture in Africa, and no any other this week, and that is the Berber group in North Africa. All right, the Berber tribes, also known as Amazi or Imazien, are the indigenous people of North Africa, inhabiting a vast area from Egypt to the Sahel. They have a history in the region dating back thousands of years. The Berbers are known for their distinct cultural practices, languages, and traditions, and are spread across various countries including Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Mauritania. We have some of them as well in northern Senegal, and also part of Mali as well. Burkina Faso inclusive, that's to tell you how the Berbers, how wide they spread in North Africa and probably down to the fringe of West Africa. The place called the Sahara Desert today, many believe is the homestead of the Berbers and their related tribes land, you know, like the Fulani, the Bedouin. These are the people, credible researches, you know, have been linked to the now inhabitable Sahara Desert. Okay, so that's to tell you where you can find the Berbers in Africa, mostly in North Africa, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, and Mauritania. Like I mentioned, we have a section of them in northern Senegal, Mali, and also pockets of them in Burkina Faso. Berbers tribe, that's talking about their diversity. Berber tribes are diverse with different groups known for their distinct languages, costumes, and lifestyles. Traditionally, Berber tribes were organized into various confederations such as the Masmuda, Zenata, and Sahaya. Historical significance. Now let's look at their historical significance. Berber tribes have a long and rich history, with some groups like the Maori, Numidians, and Gatulians playing significant roles in ancient North African kingdoms. Berber tribes were categorized as either Baranis, nomadic, that's what Baranis mean in other terms, then the Buta, and that's the sedentary, by medieval historians. Berber tribes have maintained their unique cultural practices through generations, including language, music, art, and religious traditions. Of course, they belong to the Afro-Asiatic class of language. Today, Berbers are actively reclaiming and celebrating their cultural identity, with a growing movement to promote Amazon language and culture. Alright, yeah, that's the bit on Baba really, because we're raising a guest time on the show today. Just so you know, they've been talking about some Africans in the past, I think sometime in the 14th or 15th century, crossing over to Europe, particularly Spain, to, you know, colonize or occupy some part of Spain. Berbers were linked to those Africans and Arab people that crossed onto Spain, brought some sort of civilization and all of that. That's to tell you that the Berbers, they have rich history and they are predominantly Muslims. Okay, that's about the cultural identity and a bit of history of the Berbers. Like you said, they are in today Morocco, Algeria, Libya, and some part of Northern West Africa, just after the Sahel. That's talking about Senegal, Mali, and Burkina Faso. For cultural, Berber land, particularly in Morocco and Algeria, offers a diverse range of tourist attractions, blending cultural experiences with natural beauty. Some key attractions include Berber villages, desert landscapes, historical sites, and vibrant cities. Now, the cultural and historical attractions, Berber villages, explore villages like Talouine, Tanguyame, and Aïd Igmor, also known for their rich Berber culture and terrace culture. Okay, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. This historic Kasbah, that's fortified village, is a popular filming location. That's talking about Aïd Behadoun. I hope I get that right, talking the pronunciation now. Yeah, Aïd Behadoun is a UNESCO World Heritage, also in Berber land. Other area, talking the natural attractions now, we have the Sahara Desert, like I've mentioned earlier. Experience the beauty of the Sahara with camel treks across dunes and visit to Berber villages within the desert. Mezouga Desert as well, a lot of desert in Berber lands anyway, a popular destination for exploring the Egg Chebbi dunes. Yeah, so these are places. Marrakech, Chefchaouen, talking about cities that have strong link to Berber culture and civilization. Also, Casablanca is listed here, and there's some in Tunisia as well. So that's a lot for you to enjoy, a lot for you to explore if you try visit Berberland, and I encourage you to do that. So we're going to take another pause on the show, and when we come back, it will be time for us to talk entertainment, after which we'll bring you sport, a lot to talk on sport as usual. But for now, we'll take another pause. We'll be enjoying something from Akon. He called this one Mama Africa. You know, we just talk about Berber, and I see some part of some Berbers I find in northern Senegal. That's not to tell you that Akon is Berber. No, Akon has his descent or root in Senegal anyway. But then, let's enjoy this. It's one of his classical pieces. He called Mama Africa. We'll be right back one more time.
So tell me, can you feel it? Your blackness, oneness, so rare.
So much love to care.
Let them know they're missing out, Mama Africa.
So much love to share.
Sweet blackness, oneness, be there.
So much love to care.
Let them know they're missing out. Sing again.
Hey.
This for all the love and the life took away.
Hey.
Don't forget we were bought and traded. Ripped from the land and shipped away. Is the inspiration we use to survive. You have to see it with your own cry. Don't play add it up in a ride.
Still you don't know.
The land is so golden green. The place is so fresh and clean.
And every day I water my garden. Tell if you feel it deep in your heart. And
the space.
So much love to share.
Mama Africa, you.
So much love to share.
Sweet blackness, oneness, be there.
So much love to care.
And let them know they're missing out. Sing again. That's my favorite place when I need to get away. Must forget, but we can't forget to pray. Like plants right on the runway. In my homeland and I'm feeling so alive. Hear me chant, Africa, unite. Gone and accept the nice, alright.
Still you don't know.
My skin is so dark and brown. She lifts me right off the ground. But no, you're not gonna see it on your TV. So yo, just listen up and believe me. Her dreams have the only.
Kwanzaa by the Peacock. That's a very melodious Nigerian song. All right, we're moving on the show African Weekly, live on Radio African, and quickly we're dashing on to the entertainment scene. And this one first is from African giant himself, Talking Burna Boy. Now, Burna Boy says he want to headline a free concert in Burkina Faso. The Grammy winner Burna Boy want to give his Burkina Faso fans a live music experience. I wonder why this gets to at this time. Is it a show of solidarity with Burkina Faso based on what the government and maybe the people are dealing with, talking about the Western imperialist or whatever? I don't know. I'm just wondering why Burna Boy, now according to what he said, what he tweeted on X, if possible, it would be a honor for me to give the people of Burkina Faso a free Burna Boy concert sometime this year, inshallah. That's coming from Burna Boy. You think this is a lovely gesture?
It is. It's just a way of, you know, putting himself in the transformation going on in Burkina Faso with Ibrahim Traoré.
You say
it is transformational. Yeah, it is. It's a reincarnation of
Sankara. Thomas Sankara, right?
Exactly. I was going to say Fabrice Lumumba, but it's more of Thomas Sankara.
Lumumba is the Democratic Republic of Congo. Yeah. All right, now, okay, good one. Always good. I think the fans will really love this, and that definitely could expand the market there. Though Burkina Faso is a Francophone country, but really,
music has no language. Yes.
Music has no language, and it's going to increase its fan base. It might be a very smart and strategic move or decision from Burna Boy. Now, let's talk about these some. Like to think he's long forgotten, and I want to share a bit of that sentiment. Now, talking Runtown, the enigmatic Sun God has shared the release date for his upcoming album. The project is the fourth installment of his Sun God Fest series, and it's bid for release on the 6th of June 2025. Coincidentally, that's my birthday. That's when Runtown is going to be releasing his album. Okay, ahead of the project, the hitmaker has released the singles Flow in December 2024. Yeah, the single Flow has been released and sampled in 2024. And also Do Me in April 2025. So that's good. A lot of people have asked, where is Runtown? But I'll tell you now, man is up to something and is coming up with a new album on the 6th of next month. Like I said, that's my birthday. Definitely, I'll be looking forward to that. So let's take another pause and enjoy Flow from Runtown. That song is going to be part of his anticipated album to be released on the 6th of June. And after that, we'll be coming back to round off the show with a sports segment.
No be the type today over to a big list, but I'd rather keep my cool. Evidence you take from my moves, I'm going to return no be small title. You know get nothing money can do. No care for who get money pass you. Money de. Make your mind de. You know my mind is not for rent. That's why we can never connect. You on the side, I'm on the high. I'm coming bright like a comet.
Focus.
Anytime when I try to
focus,
yeah, I show the beat let man
focus.
Many things won't change my focus. Shy on go the flow like water, bully go the bun like fire. Shady wanna leave me go, now I know why you say they bring me gaga. Shy on go the flow like water, bully go the bun like fire. Shady wanna leave me go, now I know why you say they bring me gaga. Shy on go the flow like water, bully go the bun like fire. Shawty wanna leave me go. Now I know why you say they bring me gaga. Shawty with the flow like water, only with the burn like fire. Shawty wanna leave me go. Now I know why you say they bring me gaga. Steady on the road, money moves like a mescopa. Paparazzi when I touch down. They do the beef and I do coca. Me and like the girls with the sharp valley bend over. We carry bunda like rain dropper. When all the light to the sleep over. You know my mind is not for rent. That's why we can never connect. You on the side, I'm on the high. I'm coming.
Ghana girls say, say she sabi kukuwate. Hope your love go sweet past the shit up. Baby girl, I say your body na killer, oh. Oh, yeah, I get it tired of your body, oh. Only on your body. That girl for the corner, tell somebody make they call a move. Where see the wine, I'm a see fire for body. And if you follow me, go now, nah, enjoyment go kill a move. Baby girl, you bad. Girl, the way you. I demand over you, girl. I demand over you, girl. Say you are my woman, eh? My superwoman. I demand over you, girl. I demand over you, girl.
Die for the love. Girl, I want me, she want for the dough. Die side for the love. Girl, I want me to die for the dough. Die for the love. Girl, I want me, she want for the dough.
If I sing for you, you gon' love me, oh. Baby, love me non-stop. I will love you non-stop. Always this you want top. Baby, oh, baby, oh. All over the world.
All over the world, Ron Wamin. That's all over the world. You're looking for me and searching for me. A lot of people are looking and searching now for Runtown because it's been a long while that the Sun God himself give out something. I mean, he's such a talented and gifted singer. He's is the voice and everything behind that hit, Mad Over You, quite a popular song in Africa, not just Nigeria, in those years around 2017, 16 or thereabout. Good thing is coming up, is coming back, and his new album is due for release next month. All right, that's about the entertainment segment of Africa Weekly, live on Radio Africa, and now we're talking sports. The last segment, not the least, maybe we have a bit of sentiment now for sport. I shouldn't be saying that anyway. Okay, now, first, I would like just to give us updates on the ongoing final of the FA Cup involving Crystal Palace and Manchester City. Yeah, the game is on already, and as the 12th minute here, it's still a barren affair at the Wembley. City have had a poor season by their own standard.
Yes.
But if they make it to the Champions League successfully, which is very likely, and they still win the FA Cup, I think it's still a decent season, better than the season that Arsenal is having, in a way, at least any result, the season with a trophy means you've done so well, in a way. Okay, that's about the ongoing game involving Crystal Palace and Manchester City. Now we begin the show proper from home, like they always say, charities begins at home. Our home is Africa. Unfortunately, we are not in Africa, but then we are going back to Africa to kickstart the sports segment of this show. And the first thing we were talking about now is the Africa Under 20 tournament, and the final match will come up tomorrow. The third place match as well will come up tomorrow. The third place match involved Nigeria Under 20 and their Egyptian counterpart, who are the host nation. And the final is between South Africa and Morocco, also tomorrow. South Africa defeated Nigeria 1-0 in the semi-final, while Morocco defeated their North African rival, talking Egypt, by a long goal. Like we've already been saying on this show, M8, what exactly is Morocco doing so right that they just keep rising and dominating African football, and also doing so well at World Stage? Remember, the national team of Morocco were in the semi-finals of the last World Cup, and their women team as well doing so well in African football, and now the under 20 team are in the final of the under 20 tournament. Nigeria unfortunately missed out on the final. This is a tournament Nigeria has always dominated, but they lost out to South Africa, some sort of bragging right, and therefore South Africa finally they find a way to get one over Nigeria, albeit not the national team, the main national team.
Anyway, any victory against any Nigerian national side
will be celebrated by South Africans.
It's a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's going to be Morocco and South Africa tomorrow in the final, and then Nigeria under 20 will take on Egypt under 20 in the losers' final. And away from the Africa under 20, I thought you weren't here last week, Remo Stars confirmed the champions of the Nigerian Premier Football League, and sadly, my very own Sunshine Stars, their relegation were confirmed following a home defeat to Niger.
I saw your Facebook post, and
It's a heartbreaking moment for me, really a dark page in the history of Sunshine Stars FC going on relegation, a team that was once in the continent of Africa, the competing semi-finalist in the CAF Confederation Cup and the CAF Champions League, rated. There was this rating then that gave Sunshine Stars, I think, the 25th best team in the world. And now, can you imagine, years later, that team has been relegated to the lower tier of Nigerian football. That's my darling team, sad one. Hopefully, they bounce
back.
They
will bounce back.
But I know you've had soft spot for Akwa United. Akwa United
are likely going down.
Same for Heartland. Lobi Stars as well confirmed relegated. Big teams, traditional teams, relegated this season in the Nigerian Premier Football League.
Incredible.
An anomaly or abnormal season, you want to say.
It looks like.
Yeah, it is. Remo Stars confirmed champions, and the continental places, Rivers United and Abia Warriors. The other one will be filled up by the Cup champion, who at this minute we still haven't know until we get to the final stage of the Cup competition, and subsequently a winner emerge. That's that about the Nigerian Premier Football League, and let's come back here to the UK. Brentford forward Brian Mbeumo says it feels crazy to have been nominated for the Premier League Player of the Season award. The 25-year-old Cameroon international has scored 18 goals and provided 7 assists in 36 league outings for the Bees, who are chasing a place in European competition for the first time. I didn't really expect it, Mbeumo told BBC Sport Africa. I know I have had a good season, but I was surprised when I've seen my name there. Mbeumo joined Brentford from Troyes in August 2019 and has played a vital role in turning the West London club from a championship side into contenders for European sport. Mbeumo is one of 8 players on the shortlist for the award, with Liverpool's Mo Salah, who leads the top flight scoring chart, chief among the other contender. Salah's teammate Virgil van Dijk and Ryan Gravenberch, Nottingham Forest Morgan Gibson-White and Chris Wood, Newcastle striker Alessandra Isak and Arsenal midfielder Declan Rice round of the list. Well, that's a good one for Mbeumo there. Himself is surprised he's making the list, but the award proper, you can't think of any other person other than Mo Salah, another African man.
There's got to be a Liverpool player, and Salah is not just a Liverpool player, he is Liverpool. And yes, congratulations. This has been distinct all season long.
Good to know that. And back to Africa once more. South Africa became the final nation to qualify for the 2024 African Nations Championship with a 2-0 victory over Malawi on Sunday. Now, that means all the teams, the 16 teams that will be competing in the African Chan tournament, has now been known, and the groups completed. This Chan tournament is another tournament for African countries, but for players playing in their domestic, in their home league.
Correct.
So South Africa and South Africa and Algeria were the last two teams that sealed qualification, and the groups have now completed. We have Kenya at the coast, Morocco, Angola, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Zambia in Group A. In Group B, we have Tanzania, another co-host, alongside Madagascar, Mauritania, Burkina Faso, Central African Republic. Group C has another co-host. This tournament is going to be hosted by 3 countries: Uganda, and one of the co-hosts, Niger, Guinea, Algeria, and South Africa. Group D: Senegal, Equatorial Guinea, Sudan, and of course Nigeria. So that's that about the Chan tournament being for August this year in those 3 countries that I've listed that will be co-hosting the tournament. Now let's talk about the Victor Osimhen. Yet in the midweek, he scored a brace to seal a title for Galatasaray, the Turkish Cup, and they're on the verge of winning a league title Victor Osimhen, very, very instrumental and pivotal in the successful season Galatasaray have had. They will be up during the week. The Victor Tribals were 3-0. He scored a brace in that particular one. And tomorrow again, they will be up against the Kayaspor. And the Victor will see the league title for Galatasaray. Massive. What do you make of Osimhen's season?
Incredible. He's just reiterated the quality he possesses. It's not lost form since he switched from Napoli on loan to the Turkish league, and he's also continued in that vein when he plays for the Nigerian team. And we all saw how frustrated he was when they equalized that last World Cup qualifier. But as regards his performance at Turkey, I don't think anyone is surprised. Not even Victor is a quality player, and hopefully he stays fit, because I'm saying hopefully we need him more than Fenerbahce or Galatasaray or Napoli needs him. We need him to ensure that
he's been linked. He's been linked with some big teams here in England, but a lot of people are wondering.
It's his wages. That's just the challenge. The
wages, yeah. He said, from what we understand, he's not going to back down on his demand of 12 million. Euros.
That's a player who earns almost £300,000. Yeah, euros that it is. Conversion could be about 250,000 to 280,000. Yeah, that's a lot. But he deserves it.
He deserves it, going by what other players earn, if you ask me. But because of that, I don't know if the top teams will finally make the move for him. He's been linked with Arsenal, Manchester United, and you feel he's just one of these. He's just what any of these teams need, both Arsenal and Manchester United, because one of Arsenal's undoings this season is not getting a proper striker.
Correct.
They played well defensively and midfield wise, created a lot of chances, but they just lacked that clinical finisher that could have made the difference for them in a lot of matches. Back to the FA Cup final now. A player of Nigerian descent has stunned Man City, and is now Crystal Palace 1, Manchester City 0. Goal scored by Ibarishi Eze. Wow, in the 16th minute. So that means Man City and are trailing Crystal Palace at the minute, 22 minute gone. I was just saying, if City manage to win this title, it's still going to be a good season for them, better than what Arsenal are having. But I don't know if they'll be able to pull this one off now, trailing already. All right, away from that, and let's look at the fixtures for tomorrow in the EPL. Everton will play host to Southampton at the Goodison Park. West Ham United take on Nottingham Forest. Brentford versus Fulham. Leicester City will take on Ipswich Town, and Arsenal at the Emirates take on red hot Newcastle United. That's the fixtures for the EPL tomorrow. In La Liga, Atletico Madrid. La Liga has been won already. Barcelona, you saw what happened when Espanyol really want to mess up the celebration for Barcelona. But regardless, Barcelona are the champions of La Liga. They've completed a double this season. Missed out anyway on the Champions League, which still means that they had a very good season under Hansi Flick. But the last round of La Liga matches comes up tomorrow. Atletico Madrid, latest round will come up tomorrow. Real Betis away to Atletico Madrid. Barcelona versus Villarreal. Celta Vigo take on Rayo Vallecano. Las Palmas take on Leganés. Mallorca versus Getafe. Osasuna will host Espanyol. Real Sociedad take on Girona, and the Valladolid play host to Deportivo Alaves. Then Sevilla host Real Madrid. Ancelotti is due to leave Real Madrid at the end of this month.
Could have the Leverkusen manager join them.
Join them. Xabi Alonso. Ancelotti is going on to take up the Brazilian national. Otherwise, he would have still had the opportunity to win the World Club World Cup if he had stayed beyond this month, well into the summer. But then he has to leave to take up the Brazilian job. Then in Italian Serie A, it's going to be AS Roma versus AC Milan tomorrow. Cagliari take on Venezia. Okay, and Fiorentina versus Bologna. Inter do battle with Lazio. Then Juventus play host to Udinese. That's just some. Then Parma versus Napoli.
Yeah,
the league title there is between Inter and Napoli. Just a point separating both sides with two games left. And we wait to see an upset.
Yeah, just because how Victor was treated seconds before he left.
You don't wish Napoli to win.
I'm rooting for Internacional. I think they should. It could be a double for them. But they're in the final of the Champions League.
Yeah, yes, they are. They play PSG. But they lost to AC Milan in the final of the Coppa Italia.
So they've
then
got a
Bologna
chance.
Bologna won the Coppa Italia on Wednesday. Stunned AC Milan by a long goal at the Stadio Olimpico. That's going to be the size of the show already, because our manager, beg your pardon.
Yeah, he's our manager.
Conradi is already signaling time up for us.
Well, we got the name correct this time.
Yeah. So we'll catch you some other time. That's next week, Saturday, 4 p.m.
That's right.
When African Weekly will return. Thanks so much for coming around this week, Emiet.
Blessings.
Chris Okunwa is the name as usual. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And bye for now.
Get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh.
Born to a throne, stronger than Rome, a violent prone, poor people's zone, but it's my home. Where I got grown, streets we would roam. Out of the darkness, I came the farthest. Among the hardest survivors. Learn from these streets, it can be bleak. Accept no defeat, surrender, retreat.
So we struggling,
fighting to eat.
And we wondering,
when we'll be free. So we patiently wait, for that fateful day. It's not far away, but for now we say. I heard them say, love is the way, love is the answer. That's what they say, but look how they treat us. Make us believers, we fight their battles. Then they deceive us, try to control us. They couldn't hold us, cause we just move forward like buffalo soldiers.
But we struggling,
fighting to eat.
And we wondering,
when we'll be free. So we patiently wait, for that fateful day. It's not far away. But for now we say,
when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back.
When I get older,